You're listening to the Now of America Audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is still about a foot and a half to 2 feet of snow outside my door, but in about 10 or so days from now, the 2015 baseball season will kick off, and as such, it is time once again for now the 7th annual BOA Audio Baseball Special, featuring, of course, a cavalcade of stars. This year, it's like muscle memory. I just kind of woke up one morning and was like, all right, I got to get everybody together again. It's time. It's time to talk baseball. It's time to make predictions. It's time to get together in our weird paranormal fantasy baseball league of sorts and celebrate baseball once again. And so this year, leading off the program, I think for the first time ever, and I'm actually have some reservations about this because I always considered him kind of like one of the big draws of the baseball special. So I always kind of like to tuck him in the third or fourth spot. This is true, Adam. So I'm all yeah, I know. So
you're full of crap.
No, this is absolutely true. This is absolutely. I'm like Bobby Valentine. You know, I'm putting together the perfect lineup here. So I had to. I'm shuffling it up this year, and Adam is the leadoff man. So he is, of course. Let me go through all the nicknames here. He is, of course, El Gogo. He is the OG AG. He's the Wrong Reverend Houdini Kundalini of the Church of Unwavering Indifference. My apologies there. The Wrong Reverend Houdini Kundalini of the Church of Unwavering Indifference. You can't get that wrong. I mean, you're the Wrong Reverend. He is also a high priest of the Bavarian Illuminati, and as we found out on the last edition of the program, he was not the driver of the Double Dutch bus. I don't know if you ever saw that or not. Yes, yeah, finally. Now he knows what I'm talking about. He's, of course, Adam Gorightly. The book we had him on to talk about last year, let's plug it because he's doing us a big favor by coming back for the baseball special. The book is Historia Discordia, The Origins of the Discordian Society. And as you may recall, last time he was on, he was really sort of, this was like the launch of this big Historia Discordia thing that he's working on here. So I'm sure a lot has happened since the last time we talked to him. So lots to talk about. Welcome back to the show, Adam. And here's to another great baseball season.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, man. Good to talk to you.
I didn't even mention when I started. I can't believe I just rambled all that time, and I did not even mention in the 6 years we've been doing this, dude. You are the most luckiest and unluckiest person on the show. It's just completely bizarre.
It is. Yeah.
You must be thrilled because, as I said, we've been on this 6 years, and over the course of the last 6 years, the San Francisco Giants, your team, have won the World Series now 3 times, so they just won it this year. Must be amazing.
It's unbelievable. I was surprised they won one. I'm not even sure. Maybe this is the Twilight Zone or something. How could this happen?
Yeah.
But it did. It's cool.
It was pretty amazing. I had a good feeling about them last year, I remember. So, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I had a good feeling once they made it there, you know.
To the World Series?
Well, once they made it in the postseason.
Yeah.
It was kind of a struggle getting in, you know. They just barely made it in, limped in, and once they got there, it was like, yeah, these dudes have been there before, man. Nobody ought to count them out. And watching it going through the different series they played in, you know, they were the underdogs, at least, you know, to the talking heads. And every series they're in, I go, how can these guys... By now, you know,
yeah.
Write them off, and all the way to the World Series, whatever, who ESPN or whoever was Fox covering the game, you know, all the talking heads, whoever they were saying, well, even to the seventh game, yeah, we're going to take Kansas City. I think their talent will prevail over the Giants.
Really? I got the impression that the Giants were the favorites in the World Series, but... I don't know.
What's that?
I got the impression they were the favorites in the World Series, but I don't recall. I kind of feel like they were, although everyone was pulling. They were the favorites, but everyone was pulling for the Giants. I mean, for the Royals. You probably got that impression because I was.
Well, I don't know what the odds makers, you know, like in Vegas or whatever. But I remember watching the Fox broadcast and all those dudes. You know, they had the whoever they were. I can't remember all of them now, but there was like four of them, and they all picking the Royals.
Do you feel bad that you crushed their dream of that magical run? That was pretty awesome. And then, you know, it was like, sorry, not happening.
What's that now? I don't understand the question. you said crushed them.
Do you feel bad for crushing the dreams of the the Kansas City fans? It was such a great story, you know? I was cheering for
them. Oh, fuck no. Why do I care about them?
All right, fair enough.
Hell no.
All right, that's why I was laughing the first time.
They're I don't have anything against them, but...
You gotta win, yeah. I know what you mean. Exactly. Let me see here. Yeah, so the Giants, unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. Now, tell me about this. I wanted to talk to you during the playoffs, so it's kind of moot now. But tell me, this Bumgarner guy, he was like a phenom in the World Series. But I'd never even heard of him, like, leading into this. It happens a lot, actually.
Oh, man.
But was he really, where was he in the pecking order of the, was he really like the ace of the Giants all season, or was this kind of some guy who emerged?
No, he was the ace. He's been emerging for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
2010, their first championship, everybody was blown away by him because he was like, 18 or 19 years old, and he pitched good in the postseason. It was one of the key reasons, you know, they won that year. And so he's been emerging. You had Lincecum and Kane, you know, at one time or another, those two guys were the aces.
But yeah.
Bumgarner grew into that role, you know, as those guys got older and weren't as good. And so, I mean, during the season, it was kind of acknowledged by a lot of people who follow the different pitchers that Kershaw was like, maybe Kershaw's the best in the game, but Bumgarner is, you know, just a step down. Bumgarner and whoever the other pitchers are like, that dude from the Tigers that went to the Nationals. I forget people's names.
Scherzer,
people like that. And so, and Bumgarner he's had a, you know, a great postseason record, you know, throughout his career. And he's always been one of those dudes that was like, always seemed, even for his age, was really cool under pressure, you know. So.
Yeah.
Going into the postseason, but you know, if you would ask me, who do you want, Kershaw or Bumgarner? I'd say, well, Kershaw, man, it's obviously he's the best in the game. But now after the World Series, if I had to, if you were going to give me a pitcher, I had to pick, I'd go with Bumgarner. He really showed what he's made of, and that.
Well, it's funny because Kershaw was terrible. Kershaw was like awful in October. It's just like he's like.
Well, he wasn't terrible, but I think.
No, I thought he was pretty bad. I could have sworn he has sort of a second year in a row where he didn't do too well. So I don't know. You're being too kind.
Might have been how he was used, you know, and that goes into it too because I think they played. They played the Nationals, is that right? Or they played the Cardinals in the playoffs?
They played the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think it was the Cardinals and what's his name? Donnie Baseball? Manager of the Dodgers, I forget.
Don Mattingly?
Mattingly. They pitched Kershaw, you know, he brought him back in a crucial game on like short rest, and so that you know that might have been one of the reasons why he just rode him too hard, and they ended up losing that series.
Right.
And so all that goes into you know how the managers handle these guys, and I think Posey's a big part of it too, how he manages the pitching staff on the.
That's one of those things you can't measure, but, you know, some guys are really good at it and some are, like, terrible.
I think it's overlooked, you know, most people wouldn't notice that, but they asked, recently there was an interview with Bochy and they were talking, somebody was asking about Posey, and he said, well, the most valuable thing with him is, yeah, how he manages the pitching staff beyond, you know, what his offensive statistics are, any of that.
Yeah. Now, you guys had a big departure this year, and, of course, the Red Sox had a big addition, and I'm talking about Kung Fu Panda. He's all ours now.
Yeah.
What's going on here? I don't know if we're stuck with him now. I'm gonna like him. I'm gonna hate him. I'm gonna go through all the emotions, I'm sure, over the next many years. But, what happened now? We got him, and now I heard recently he's like bad mouthing you guys, and then he got into a fight with, the Giants, like, one of the, no,
want,
not an actual fight,
the,
but yeah. Tell me the story.
You want the inside, scoop from my, sources?
That's why you're on leadoff tonight. Absolutely. I want the inside scoop. What's the story here?
Well, I think the deal is, so last year he was in his, that was his last year, and he's going into his contract year.
Right.
And so early mid-season, whenever the Giants GM Sabian approached the Panda,
mm-hmm,
and said, "Hey, we'd like to extend you or do a new contract," and I think I wouldn't call it lowballing, but they put a figure out there, 3 years, like $45 million, as a starting point to, you know, initiate discussions.
Then he was offended.
He got his feelings hurt. And I think they were also being a stickler from, I listen to Giants radio all the time, that they got burnt by him before about conditioning. So there was going to be some stuff in the contract about weight management, conditioning.
Oh, boy.
And he took that as a slight, too, so he got his feelings hurt, and hey, I love Sandoval, one of my favorite players, but there it is. Maybe it'll work out for the best for the Giants, or vice versa, or hope he does well there, but yeah, the weight has been an issue from the get-go, and so he wanted, the contract he signed with the Red Sox?
Not off the top
of my
head. I want to say like 5 years, but that's a complete guess. This is in keeping with the baseball special. You're not going to get hard facts, folks. So I think it's hazy memories mostly, but I think it was like 5 years or something. I don't know. I could look it up while we're on the phone, but go on.
Yeah, it might even be more than five, so that was kind of a deal there. I think
I may be hoping it's five, and it's probably seven, but yeah.
Well, that's the thing, you know. It's like, they're concerned in the way he plays the game, too, with his weight that he's going to break down. Of course, being in the American League's a little better, they could move him to a designated hitter. I mean, he saw the World Series. Some of the plays that guy makes defensively, and his hitting was just, he was great in that series. So time will tell, but so, yeah, he's talking stuff about the Giants now, but I think it's more, whatever.
Talk radio fodder, probably,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
He'll get over it.
Yeah. I get,
You know what? Part of the deal, too, was that his, I think it's his brother or one of his family members is his agent.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So they kind of stirred the pot too, you know, that Pablo, man, they're disrespecting you with that, blah,
yeah,
blah, 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 blah. They got in his ear, so.
You can't have that.
Yeah.
I'm vindicated. It was 5 years. So, 5 years for $100 million. So you got 20 million with a club option for a sixth year, which means we're not necessarily stuck with him for six. Well, we'll see how it goes. He seems likable enough, so. But they already give him shit about his weight here already. I mean, you know how it is here.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as he produces, they don't really care. Big Poppy's a big dude, so as long as he's good, people won't really give him any shit.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, do you expect a hangover for the Giants, World Series hangover? I'm not going to be giving you my picks tonight because I don't even have them yet. I haven't
mm-hmm.
even thought about it, so I feel bad in the way that you're batting.
Neither have I, but...
Well, we'll see. There's a twist this year, too. There's a slight twist, so I'll give you some extra thing now. So I don't even have my picks or anything, but I'm not feeling, just based on feeling, I'm not feeling really great about the Giants. I feel like they're going to have a hangover.
The deal with them is they win in the even years.
Right, right.
And they don't in the odd years, but whatever that means. I think the core is still the same, you know, so it just depends. I think they'll be competitive. And I expect them to make the postseason. Of course, you know, that just takes a couple injuries, you know, and somebody, yeah. One of the pitchers having an off year. Because they're, the way they're built, their margin of error is very small. They got, they lost a couple of their power hitters, so they're going to be, you know, one of those teams that scrambles and grinds to get wins. But I think, you know, once again, if they're able to get to the postseason, then, hey, who would you put your money on?
Yeah. All right, so you're feeling okay. Now, what about...
Shit. Well, we they've won three of the last 5 years, so
hey,
I'm good for the next...
Rest of my life, man.
I'm set.
Do you follow these? I know you hate the Dodgers, of course, but do you follow these other teams at all? Because the Padres, they remade the whole team. What are your thoughts on
Padres
that?
Padres loading
that
up with, they got Kemp and they got some pitchers and they get Upton, several players. Yeah, I mean, you've seen this before, though. You've seen one team, comes to mind is after the Giants won in 2010, you know, and the Giants had this great pitching staff. And so then they beat the Phillies in the somewhere in the, maybe it was for the pennant.
Yeah.
And so the Phillies that year in the postseason, they went out and got Cliff Lee, Cole Hamels, that Holiday guy, and the, you know, put
together.
Yeah,
they like loaded up.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, that sucks, man. They're going to be, but some, you know, getting all those free agents, you put so much money in it. If it doesn't work, if somebody gets injured, it's like within a couple of years, they're like having a fire sale, you know, so. Could be the same thing with the Padres if it doesn't happen for them, you know, within a couple years, you know, owners get a little antsy. It's like,
yeah. Did I lose you? Oh, no. Let me see here.
Yo.
My goodness, dude. This is like, like rain delays on this fucking show. Are you there still okay?
Yeah.
All right. I think we lost you when you were on the end of a clean thought actually about the Phillies. So we may be okay there. Folks, we've had the most insane put together of a show here tonight. First we tried Skype and then Adam's phone didn't work and Adam had to charge his cell phone and now we've been disconnected. It's like, as I said to him, it's like rain delays here on this show. So
Illuminati, man.
They're wanting to put a stop to this. I think it's you know what it is? It's not the NWO. It's the BBWA. They're trying to put a stop to us.
BBWA?
Yeah, the baseball writers, you know? The ones who voted in the Hall of Fame and everything. They don't like us gathering and talking about this. Bunch of conspiracy buffs. Discussing baseball. Are you ready for the predictions?
I guess.
I know. It's not, you know, it's tough. And you're in a tough position because everybody else has won so far except for you. You're the Cubs of the baseball special. So, but you're a two-time Silver Slugger winner because your team has actually won the World Series. So you have two Silver Sluggers. I only have one.
Two.
The Red Sox. Yeah, you got two.
They've won three.
Actually, I'll give you a retroactive Silver Slugger. We didn't invent it till halfway through, but I'll give you it retroactively. So you have three Silver Sluggers. So your head's, you know, far and away ahead of us in actual enjoyment of the actual games. But we're also here to compete for the prediction championship. So are you ready to do this?
No, but let's start.
All right, nice. Do you want to know the twist? It's not a real big twist, but should I tell you? I'll just tell you this. Yeah, I guess I'll do it now. It doesn't matter. Because we have this sort of log jam all the time with the points and shit. that this year we're also adding in one.
I wouldn't know. I'm usually so far behind.
You were close one year, dude. A couple of things had to shake out, and you would have won.
I think a couple of years I've been pretty close, and like Kimball beat me out one year.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago, and the Giants did win the World Series. And if the Giants hadn't won the World, came down to Giants win the World Series or you win the baseball contest, and it was the Sophie's Choice season. I remember that now. So. But then you didn't fare too well last year. You were at the bottom of the rankings. So we're back now this year to see if you can get close and maybe finally grab that brass ring. So, because there's a bottleneck in the top of the standings every year. It seems like everyone's kind of got three or four. And this last year it ended in a tie. Offutt and I each had a share of the championship. So this time around we're adding a new tiebreaker question, let's say.
Okay.
Prediction. And that is the final score of the All-Star game. So, this time it counts.
Did you come up with that? The final score of the All-Star game?
Yeah. It's a tiebreaker. Okay. It's a tiebreaker. It should be, you know, it's kind of meaningless. So, it's like...
It's totally meaningless, yeah.
That's why this time it counts. That's what they say. So, if they're going to make it count for home field, we'll...
Okay.
We'll use a point.
I see.
So you can,
I understand your logic.
You know what I mean? Because if the final score is like four out of 10 to 4 out of 10, then we can look at that and go, well, he did get the All-Star game right, so he gets one more point.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Fair enough.
Okay. Don't base your whole ideas around that. That's just the... It's just a tiebreaker.
You're making it sound like I'm putting a lot of thought into this.
I know. If we don't build it up, the championship is meaningless. Okay, so you want to start in the National League? That's your domain, right?
Sure.
Okay. National League East.
And this year there's no gimmicks. You know how I've always had these... stupid gimmicks that never worked for me.
Well, you moved away from the gimmick in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
That's when you got close, too. So I would just go with your feelings. Go with your feelings.
Okay,
we're in the
National League East?
Yes.
And I also need to reserve two wild cards, right?
So that's correct.
That goes into the thinking here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to go with the Washington Nationals.
All right.
Talking about Scherzer, he's there now, and so they got a pretty good pitching staff. So, yeah, I'll go for the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, they have a really good pitching staff. All right.
It's probably the team everybody's going to pick. A lot of these teams here are looking at them. Pretty much suck these days. The Braves and Phillies and Marlins, and I don't know what the Mets got going, but, yeah. Washington Nats.
All right. National League Central.
So let's go with the Cubs since they've done all this stuff, brought in Madden and got your boy, what's his name?
John Lester, yeah.
And the general manager, don't they have the old red?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, he's the president, yeah. Yeah, they got a lot going for him. All right. I'm surprised they're in the mix for my teams, I think, for sure. I'm surprised you're going so boldly, but... I like it. I like it a lot.
There's
one team that breaks out every year. They seem like they're the ripe candidate.
Perhaps.
National League West. This is your home division here.
Let's go with the Dodgers winning the West.
Okay.
And then for the wild cards, I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Interesting. All right.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Both the wild cards will come out of the National League West.
All right.
I don't know how bold this is, but it'll be the Giants and the Padres.
All right. Giants and Padres. Okay. So you got the Nats, the Cubs, the Dodgers for the division winners, and then the Giants and Padres for the wild card. All right. All right. I like it. I like what you're doing there. You got a few pushes. Everyone's going to say the Nationals. This is why we had to bring in the All-Star game tiebreaker, you know. Some of these divisions are really easy to pick, so. Or everybody
pushes.
Picks the same. So.
What do you mean pushes?
Everybody on the board picked the Nationals last year. So
oh, okay,
it was worthless to everybody, you know.
Yep.
Okay, in the American League, American League East, who you got?
Let's go with the Red Sox.
All right, nice. I'm not sure how I'm feeling yet about them. I haven't even really talked baseball till tonight with you. So,
they totally sucked last year, so this ought to be a rebound year, and they got the Panda, and I don't know what the hell else they've done.
They got Hanley Ramirez too.
That's right. Wait a minute. Let me think about this.
He's making changes here. Interesting. It's within the rules.
Now let's go with the Orioles.
All right.
And I'll probably come back to the Red Sox for a wild card.
All right. Nice.
Let's go to the Central Division.
I like the switcheroo. I like the switcheroo. See, going with the gut, folks. That's the theme this year for Adam, I think. All right. So Central, who you got?
Boy. I really don't know these teams. Of course, saw the Royals in the World Series, but who knows what they'll have this year. So my gut's telling me the Cleveland Indians.
All right.
I probably couldn't name a player on that team. But
you know something I really couldn't either, except I think I know that their ace won the Cy Young last year. I think his name is Huber. And even when he won it, I was like, who is this Huber guy?
Yeah,
I don't even know who that is.
I still don't know who he is.
Yeah, it's so weird. So,
But they did pretty good last year. They kind of, towards the end, I think, fell off. You know, they had a 185 game, so they were right there in the mix for a while.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Yeah, they had a winning record, so can't go wrong there. All right. American League West.
Boy, I don't follow any of these teams, but I know the Angels have talent. I think Josh Hamilton got into some trouble, though.
Yeah, I bet he's probably going to be gone at least till the All-Star game.
I don't know shit about the A's. I know the A's, had a fire sale. They do that every few years, you know, then you're like, man, they're going to suck this season, and it turns out they end up competing, so who knows with them, but I'll go with the Angels.
All right.
In the National League West, and I need a couple wild cards.
That's
one
right.
We'll beat the Boston Red Sox.
All right, sounds good. Red Sox, yeah.
And Kansas City Royals.
Wow. All right. Some interesting choices here.
Am I blowing your mind?
A little bit, yeah. You've given up on Detroit. You think they're going to fade away this year?
Yep.
Phillies-esque.
Yep, they're done.
All right. So we got Baltimore, Cleveland, and the Angels, and then for the wild cards, Boston and Kansas City. All right, so who you got winning the American League and who you have winning the National League?
Let's go with the Orioles.
All right, nice.
I
like this.
I'm feeling about them for some reason.
They were really good last year.
Maybe it's because everybody thinks so highly. People talk highly of Buck Showalter as some type of genius. So.
I like him.
It's about time that genius comes to the fore. And he
needs a ring, that's for sure. Yeah,
yeah,
to cement himself as a true legend. So that's not a bad. They won 96 games last year, and they kept saying going into the playoffs that their three best players were injured. So it's like if they, you know. So I don't know. They're a powerhouse team under the radar. Okay, so you got the Orioles winning the American League, facing off in the World Series against.
Let's go with the Washington Nationals.
All right, a Beltway series here for the.
I hadn't even thought about that. I'd be bitching.
Yeah. All right. So we got a Beltway series in Gil Wrightley's prediction bracket here. So Baltimore versus Washington. We got one in it all, and yes, there is an After Effect drum roll that's been added in. No, I do it. I'll just do it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now it's going to be even more bizarre, because now I'm going to include that exchange, but go on. The winner of the World Series here, Baltimore versus Washington?
Let's go with the Nationals.
All right. I think they're overdue. You got some solid picks there. I have really... You took some flyers on some teams that are definitely there's nothing outrageous in there. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, something's wrong if the Nationals aren't in the mix. They got too much talent, too much pitching.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as we've discussed here, what will be the final score of the All-Star game?
11-6, the American League.
All right. That's probably the most outrageous prediction you've had out of all of them, so.
What are the normal scores for those?
I think 11 is a lot. I think 11 is. These are all stars. How would you score 11? I don't know. All right, but 11-6 American League. All right.
Sometimes they score that many runs. It's like, you know.
Well, I'm already considering. I'm already going to run into problems here because if everybody says American League, then you go to the score. So you still get a point even if the American League wins, you know.
It's kind of weird with those All-Star games because, you know, you're just, they throw pitchers in there for, what, an inning?
Yeah, just to show them off and, yeah.
So, yeah, no telling what's going to happen.
All right, that's it. That's all for the baseball segment now. I teased when we introduced you here, as we said, as I said when we first brought you on, last year when we had you on the program, it was for Historia Discordia, and that was, like I said, kind of the beginning of a big wave of stuff you were working on with this. So what's been going on since then? I think we talked to you, like, in the springtime last year.
So, you talked to me later than that, because you interviewed me about the Historia Discordia book.
Yeah, I thought
maybe
it was like in
maybe
the
it was in the spring.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
but it came out after the baseball picks. So it came out in May.
Yeah, so that was the spring. Circling back around, what have you been up to since then? What's going on? That was kind of the big beginning of all this, and
There was that book, and that came out on May 23rd, which is a Holy Discordian date.
Nice.
And so, yeah, I've had the website going for a while, the Historia Discordia, to help, you know, publicize these different books. And there's also a lot of new material, updating it daily. There's all kinds of good stuff there at the Historia Discordia website. So that's going to continue on. I have we talked about this in previous shows, had all this material passed on to me, so some of it will end up in books, but a lot will end up on that website. Then in October of last year, had the book Caught in the Crossfire, Kerry Thornley, Lee Oswald, and the Garrison Investigation came out.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and that was related to the Discordian archives in the sense that within those archives there was a whole section of material related to Thornley and the Garrison Investigation. I'd written about all of that in the past,
yeah.
2003, and the Prankster and the Conspiracy, but there was more materials, which led to that book, both those books, Historia Discordia and Caught in the Crossfire, I'd been working on developing for a number of years, and both of them, you know, finally got published last year, so that was cool getting that done.
Nice. So what's next? What's going on with you now?
Working on some stuff, a couple of UFO-related books.
Oh, really? Interesting.
But I don't want to give too much away.
I want you to give everything away. I want you to give everything away, though. All right, that's fine. State, where can people go? HistoriaDiscordia.com? Is that where they should find more from you? Or do you have
any? Yeah.
All right, yeah, because you'll promote
people. Oh, if people are into that, you know, go there. You know, I have my other websites, AdamGoRightly.com, but that's where I'm putting a lot of my energy into, that Historia Discordia website these days.
You also have quite the presence on Facebook, I'll say. So, I don't know if you want people to friend you or not. So, I get friend requests all the time. I don't know. Do you? Because yours is like mine. It's like a personal Facebook, and it's like. So I get like tons of friend requests. I don't know. I just ignore them because I feel bad. But then it's like, oh geez, should I? And, you know, every now and then I'll just like go through them. But it's like, geez, dude, I'm here to talk about wrestling and stuff. But it's not paranormal, but, you know.
I'll usually friend whoever, you know, I'll check them out and make sure, see who their friends are, and if it looks kind of sketchy, can always get rid of them later.
That's
true. I've got burnt a few times with trolls, but
I don't want anyone too diabolical, that's all.
We'll see. Sometimes it gets a little weird, and I think maybe I'll just get rid of the personal page and get an author page. It depends.
Yeah.
You know, social media can be at times.
All right. On that uplifting note, well, thank you, dude, for coming on the show. I appreciate it. And leading off the whole program, you know, like I said, I really meant what I said, dude. I wasn't blowing smoke up your ass. I do. I consider your segments one of the more hilarious of the different segments. And so I always kind of like to put it at the very at the cleanup spot on the special every year, or the number 5 spot. So also, you know, to try
hopefully,
and give us a boost.
Hopefully this will be my year. I'm way overdue.
I got a good feeling about it.
Like the Giants, you know, how many years did it take them, and once they got going?
I know, that could happen, you know. Go Riley could win this year, and the next thing you know, he wins the next 3 years.
I could be, undefeated for the next decade.
Exactly. Anything can happen on the BOA Audio Baseball Special. Thank you for coming back, my friend. We'll have you on BOA proper very soon, I promise, and keep in touch, buddy.
Good deal.